Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Good afternoon, everybody. Afternoon Drive, Goodman Mason. You can watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, not retail, talking wholesale, for your next deck, your fence, siding, you got to go to Rocky Mountain Forest Products. Yeah, wholesale lumber to the public. Go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, listen, 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. And don't forget to take us on the go. Download our app. You can listen anywhere in the world, Mile High Sports. Mace, it feels like we did this 24 hours ago.
It does, although it feels a little bit different today, a little bit of festivity in the air.
Yeah.
Dare I say a field day.
Well, you know what? Clearly you didn't get the memo because we had a field day here at the station.
Yeah.
Yep. We did.
Who won the potato sack race?
I don't think we had it, but unfortunately, I was voted to be in the dunk tank by a unanimous vote.
Well, it couldn't have been unanimous. Nobody asked me.
Well, for the people who were invited, the special.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not special enough to get that invitation.
I could not
agree. We thought you were at the DNVR field day today.
Right.
Oh, I see. Right. Yes. Yeah, there. Well, I'm sure there are some people that want to put me in a dunk tank.
Listen, if you weren't invited, take the hint. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Go get some tonight in Denver, Centennial, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
All right, Vic Fangio said yesterday there was going to be practice, there was going to be a media session. I do not know what changed his mind. I am guessing the players' executive council probably had something to do with it, but that is purely speculation on my part. So they did a field day today, something that they did in Fangio's rookie season as the head coach. I believe Drew Locke won the three-point shooting contest. Saw that on Twitter. But here's the deal. There are so many fans, so many people on Twitter who are really upset that the Broncos did not practice today because they were 5-11 last season. Should these fans be upset, or do you agree with Vic?
I think these fans greatly overestimate the value of a practice that probably would have been just a walkthrough if it had happened, because that's what a lot of these last days before the summer break that do happen are. It's a walkthrough practice. The other thing I would say, even though it was a surprise to the players, I would expect that this has been planned for a long time.
Yeah. Just as a maybe. Let's see how practice goes. Mm-hmm. Mandatory mini camp for the first 2 days. And if I feel, and maybe I get some input from the players or the executive council, maybe we'll switch it up. So, no, I don't think it was a spur of the moment.
No.
Let's have a party in 12 hours. I'm sure some of that was planned just in case.
I can tell you, having seen some off-season calendars with NFL teams, both in Carolina and Denver, that such a day may literally have been on the calendar for months.
Yeah.
It would take an absolutely catastrophic OTA and minicamp weeks run of work in order to prevent this from happening. So the guys did their job, and then they got the field day. And look, better that than just giving him a day off. At least you're doing some team building, some bonding, that sort of thing.
At least you're not the Houston Texans that canceled minicamp. I can understand why people would think, boy, you're a 5-11 team. You canceled minicamp. They canceled a day. Get over it. Relax. I can promise you, not having practice today is not going to bite them between 8 wins and 10 wins. It's not. It's just not, but the outrage is palpable from people. You know what? Yeah. I got a feeling everybody who puts something on Twitter, I'd be willing to bet that you don't give 100% every day at work. Why don't you take a good look in the mirror? Instead of being sales guy, quota guy, why don't you try and beat your quota every single month? Why don't you try and do that? If you are telling me you are someone who gives it their all every single day, then your point is well taken. But don't give me this BS that you work that way too. And oh, by the way, football is your recreation. It is your pastime. And you're getting upset with these guys? Please get a life.
I will say this in defense of the people who have this take. We have heard a lot over the last 9 months or so about how things might have been different if they'd had off-season work last year, about losing hundreds, if not thousands, of repetitions that could have gone into making the team better, making players better, especially young ones, for the 2020 season. That being said, if they had had a normal off-season last year, you know what they would have done on the last day of it?
Field day.
Bingo.
Yep.
They would have dialed it down then, too.
I'll tell you
this
something.
This is a day. They've been, like I said, it was probably on the calendar, and all the planning, what they're going to work on, was based, I'm sure, was based around knowing they probably weren't practicing today anyway.
I want to ask everybody listening out there or watching out there on Mile High Sports, those who work in a team concept, and a lot of people do, when you go through the day-to-day, it's a grind, and I get it. It's a lot of hours. It's a lot of work. There isn't a lot of laughing. It's just work, work, work. Tensions tend to be high. I can say this from experience, and Mace, I'm guessing you can too. When you work with people that you like, you tend to work harder for the team. So doing something like this, or doing a night at Topgolf, or going to a Rockies game, or going to an outdoor concert, that is really important stuff. Because if you don't like the person you're working with, when they ask you for something, you're probably not going to give it your all. But when you like the person, chances are your ears are going to be a little bit more open. You're going to acquiesce a little bit more. It's a general theme in sales. You will buy from someone who you like, even if the product isn't great, as opposed to a product that is great and you can't stand that salesperson. That's just a fact.
You'll give the benefit of the doubt.
You will. Here, I'm gonna we're gonna do a little sales thing here, okay? You have a bottle of red Kool-Aid. What is that?
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar Major Melon.
Okay. I have a bottle of water here, okay, but it's only half full. Yours is pretty much full. Mm-hmm. Let me have that bottle from you.
Sure. Okay. There you go.
Okay. Hey, Mace, I got two bottles here. This red one here, you notice how it's filled up all the way to the top? I mean, you're getting a hell of a lot more than you're getting in that thing over there. I mean, that's just water. You'd have to be a fool to buy this water over this. You know this is better. You know you're getting more. You're an idiot if you don't buy this. That's my first sales pitch.
Okay.
Here's my second one.
All right.
I know that this water bottle is only half full, but I guess you could, you know, say the old cliche. Do you look at the bottle as half full or half empty?
I
look at the bottle
a little under half full.
I look at the bottle as half full, and I'll tell you why. Because the stuff in there, Mace, it's red. I don't know what's in there. I don't know if it's good for you. I'm turning it around. I'm looking at nutrition facts. There's a lot of sodium in there that probably isn't good for you and other things. Water is good, and it's clean, and it's delicious, and you drink it all the time. So which bottle would you rather have?
I have the water bottle.
You know why? Because I told you you're an idiot if you don't buy the red one. that's more full because you liked my pitch
better. It was the soft sell.
You liked my pitch better. And even though this water is clearly not as good as that full bottle of whatever has, the hell that is.
It has caffeine too, which sometimes you need.
Whatever yeah. the hell that is, you're going to buy from somebody that you like more than you're going to buy from somebody that you don't like, even if the product isn't as good. So getting back to this field day thing, you're going to go to battle in a way where you support your teammates if you like them than if you don't like them.
Well, it's the old cliche, you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar, right?
So if you have a field day and everybody's laughing and everybody's hooting and hollering, listen, the defensive guys really don't hang with the offensive guys, generally speaking. You and I have been in a lot of locker rooms. I know the Broncos locker room is mixed, but under, you know, Vance Joseph and other coaches, the locker room is essentially divided. The offensive guys really don't talk to the defensive guys that much. This is an opportunity for everybody to mingle and get to know each other as opposed to a divided locker room, which is the way it is, generally speaking, in most locker rooms. Coming up after the break, Nikola Jokic has been nominated for a pair of ESPN awards. One, best NBA player. Honestly, excuse the pun, that should be a slam dunk. But what about athlete of the year? He's got some competition. Tom Brady, Connor McDavid, and Lewis Hamilton. How do you think the voting will shake out? And what order do you think it should be in? That's next.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive, Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us. Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. If you are looking to make sure that your family is taken care of when you are not here and hope you're around for a long time, but you never know what tomorrow will bring, my recommendation to you is you work with my friend Dan McKenzie at McKenzie Law. I started working with Dan probably about 6 months ago because I knew it was something that I needed to get done. I needed to put together my estate plan and my living will. And no, I'm not a billionaire. I'm not a millionaire, but I certainly have enough assets where I want them protected and I want them to be able to go to my family. But you don't have to have a lot of money to put together a will. Just pretty much anything, because you don't want the courts deciding this for you. And I can promise you, at least I can tell you from firsthand experience, when my process was over with Dan, and boy, he was patient with me. He really spent the time. And he did Mandy's estate plan as well. When the whole thing was over, I felt this great sense of relief that this is done and taken care of, and I don't have to worry about it at all. With that, if you are looking to do an estate plan, a will, a living will, there are a lot of guys out there. Dan McKenzie, in my opinion, is the best, and he's the one you should work with. Go to themckenziefirm.com. That's themckenziefirm.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Rocky Mountain Forest Products, where they specialize in wholesale lumber to the public. Go to Rocky Mountain Forest Products in Wheat Ridge or go to rmfp.com.
Okay, Nikola Jokic, honored by ESPN with a pair of nominations for these awards. NBA Player of the Year, we don't need to talk about that. Usually the MVP is going to win that. But he is also up for Athlete of the Year. Here are the finalists. Jokic, Tom Brady, Connor McDavid, Lewis Hamilton. Before we say what we think the order should be, what do you think the order will be?
The order will be?
Yes. Will be. Not what you think it will be. We'll talk about that in a minute.
I think Tom Brady's going to be number one.
No question. And who will be number two?
I think Jokic should be number two.
So do I.
I think Lewis Hamilton will be number three and Connor McDavid number four.
Okay. Isn't that interesting? Now, I agree, top to bottom. Now, give me your number four. Not who you think is going to be number one.
Who's
gonna be, and then we'll work up.
McDavid.
Okay. I will say it will be, I think, who do I think it should be? Mm-hmm. Jokic.
Number four?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
When I spell out everything else, you'll know why. Who should be number three?
Brady.
I think Brady should be number three as well. Because of age. Because of age. He will be number one because he's arguably one of the most popular sports figures in the United States. He's 43, won a Super Bowl. Who's number two?
Number two, Jokic.
Okay. And this is why I will explain why Jokic isn't number two. Mm-hmm. Connor McDavid had an unbelievable season. Now, so did Brady, so did Lewis Hamilton, so did Jokic. Mm-hmm. But Connor McDavid had nearly 20 more points than anybody who finished second, which I believe is Draisaitl. Connor McDavid played in 56 games. Mm-hmm. He nearly had 2 points a game, period. He nearly had two. Just now, in the playoffs, I'm with you on that.
There's the rub, and that's the case against McDavid.
Okay. And that would be my case against McDavid as well. But he played four games, and he did have a goal and three assists,
yeah.
So that's a point per game.
He did fine, but...
That is still pretty good.
That's pretty good, but they needed more from him, clearly.
Yeah, and you know what? The Avalanche needed more from McKinnon in the Vegas series.
Right, but at least they won a series. I mean, part of it with the Oilers is they went marching out in four games.
Right. I am basing this on the regular season, in which he had nearly 2 points a game. And while as great as Jokic was, and I would love to see Jokic, you know, win this whole thing, I would argue for Connor McDavid because he was so terrific during the regular season. Now, granted, he is paired with Draisaitl, who was second in points. I mean, you want to talk about a 1-2 punch. We talk here about, you know, McKinnon and Rantanen, or McKinnon, it's McKinnon and Rantanen, not McKinnon and Landeskog, but maybe McKinnon and Makar. I'm glad you said Lewis Hamilton as number one, because Lewis Hamilton, to me, is the slam dunk winner, and it should not even be close.
He's actually, on a global stage, he is the most dominant individual in sports over the last decade.
Well, he also, let's be honest.
And last year won 11 of 16 races.
Bingo. Not only did he win 11 of 16 races, which by percentage is probably the greatest feat in Formula One racing, but there were times he lapped part of the pack in his races. Now, he has a big advantage that everybody else doesn't have. Team Mercedes is far better than everybody else, and honestly, it is not close. Back in 2018, I think it was Team Ferrari gave him a run, but Lewis Hamilton is the bee's knees in that sport. He is the Michael Jordan. He is the Tom Brady. He broke a bunch of Michael Schumacher's records last year as well, but this is not a lifetime achievement award. But Lewis Hamilton is big on a global scale, this is an American award.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just call it like it is.
It's a North American, and specifically English-speaking North American award.
Right.
And because of that, I don't think he's going to win, even though he should lap the field on this in much the same way he laps the field from time to time on the track.
I know you like to do this all the time. Yeah. I need an answer. A split-second answer.
Okay.
And if you pause, I'm going to say you're disqualified.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. Your answer's 1 through 4. Just pick a number.
Okay.
Pick a number. How many Americans are on the list? Quick! Nope, you paused.
Tom Brady.
No, you paused because you thought about it.
I had to.
I asked you not to. That was the whole point.
Well, if you're asking me a question I don't know, I'm going to take a second to just kind of think about it.
I'm not trying to make you look like a chump. I'm asking because if you think about it, clearly you're going to come up with the answer. I know that. But again, this is an American award, and you have three international athletes who are up for it as well.
But two of those international athletes play in North America.
I understand that.
On a regular basis.
But you still
got the U.S. Grand Prix, you've got the Canadian Grand Prix, but...
Well, come on.
But Formula One's
overseas.
Formula One is a global enterprise, and very little of it gains traction over here.
All I'm saying is this. Connor McDavid, to people in this country, mm-hmm. he's a hockey player and he's a Canadian. Lewis Hamilton, don't even know where the guy was born. You and I both know where he's from. Mm-hmm. And Jokic, because we live in Denver, right. we know where he is from. And maybe that was some of the pushback on why he shouldn't have won the MVP, according to some. Well, he's not an American. He's not an American.
Last I checked,
and he's white and he's slow.
Last I checked, it's MVP, not MVFP or
Listen,
MVAP.
If we're being completely honest here, there is plenty of xenophobia that goes on in sports. We want Americans to win. That's the way we are wired.
Well, I mean, look at like what happened in the Indy 500 back in the 1990s when you had the open wheel racing, and it split off into IRL and then CART, and eventually it came back together. But a big part of that, frankly, was some latent xenophobia over a lot of drivers winning that great Memorial Day race who weren't American.
Right. We tend to root for Americans. You know what sport that
we?
Is?
No. Well, I mean,
okay. Well, no, we as a country.
Yes.
I'll tell you what sport I think that is most prevalent in. Boxing. Who's the heavyweight champ? When's the last time an American held the heavyweight title for any extended period of time? In the 70s, Muhammad Ali and Ken Norton and Joe Frazier and George Foreman. And then you had, and I'm talking about the heavyweight division. Yeah. I'm not talking about the middleweights with Sugar Ray Leonard and Marvin Hagler. And then, of course, you had Duran, who wasn't mm-hmm. from the United States. Tommy Hearns was from Detroit. I get it. But we tend to follow sports where Americans are involved more. Do you think that this country would have taken a liking to Sergio Garcia if he would have done what Tiger Woods did? And I understand Tiger Woods being, you know, partially black certainly played a major role in it. But he's an American. And Americans love Americans. Let's go back to the 70s. Hold on. With tennis and Jimmy Connors and John McEnroe. Who are the two best tennis players in the world that most sports fans don't even know? Nadal and Federer. Why? They're not from here. But they knew Sampras and Agassi and Connors.
Well, actually, a funny
and
thing,
McEnroe.
If you were putting a fifth person onto this, it'd be Novak Djokovic, right? On this list?
Most people don't even know he beat Nadal at the French Open. Well, you know why? He's not an American.
He's Serbian, like Nikola Jokic.
If there was an American, a great American tennis player, believe me, there'd be interest. And you know why women's tennis had so much interest for a while?
The Williams sisters.
There you go. At least on a peripheral basis, because you knew who Serena was. You knew who Venus was.
And then before that, Chris Everett Loy back in the day. I mean,
right.
You can kind of just go down the list.
And we kind of took in Martina Navratilova when she became an American citizen.
She's a citizen, yeah.
When she became an American
Right, she defected and she became as American as apple pie. I mean,
right. We love Americans and we follow Americans. And if Americans aren't at the top of the food chain, generally speaking, as Americans, we just don't pay attention.
It's kind of a shame, honestly.
But it's kind of a fact.
It is, but it's a depressing one.
Well, it is what it is.
I mean, like for men's tennis.
Love it or leave it, Mace. Yeah. Love it or leave it.
For men's tennis, I mean, the last 10, 15 years or so when you had Federer and Nadal and then Djokovic emerge, I mean, it's basically been the best at the top that it's ever been. And yet it doesn't get the play that it did when Connors and McEnroe were there, and then on through when you had guys like Agassi and Sampras into the 1990s. It's a shame, but it is what it is.
Right. I believe the last time Roger Federer was on The Tonight Show goes back to 2013.
Yeah.
If it was an American, I'm not saying that guy or gal would be a regular.
Be on every year.
They'd be on. They would be on. Coming up after the break. It's funny, I talked to my daughter about this story today. Vince Wilfork, well, his stepson, did something that was so egregious that I thought to myself, Mace, you're a parent, and I'm a parent. What would we do if one of our kids did something like what Vince Wilfork's son did to Vince. That's next. Yeah, they were dancing and singing and moving to the grooving. And just when it hit me, somebody turned around and shouted, play that fucking
tune. This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back, Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason, watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Colorado Off-Road in Littleton. If you need major accessory brands or something off-market for your truck, car, Jeep, or SUV, they've got it. Upfit today at Colorado Off-Road or go to cooffroad.com.
Okay, so Vince Wilfork, former Patriots great, has three children. One of his children is his stepson. So his stepson decided to go into his father's jewelry cabinet, and I'm not using this word loosely, stole some of that jewelry, including two Super Bowl rings. His son, DeAndre Holmes Wilfork, then took those Super Bowl rings, amongst other things, and put them online and sold them, in theory, on eBay, at auction, whatever it was. And then he collected the profits for those rings. In the meantime, his dad, Vince, had been looking for those rings, and he could not find them until he was alerted by some Patriots fans that two of his Super Bowl rings were part of an online memorabilia group in which it was being sold. So Vince Wilfork tracked down that individual who told him that he had allegedly bought the jewelry from Vince's stepson. And Vince's stepson, Holmes Wilfork, was charged with theft of property greater than $300,000. He was brought into jail and he was released yesterday. You have a daughter, and I have two children, mm-hmm. a son and a daughter. How would you handle this situation?
I'd basically say something along the lines of, because you're my child, I love you, but I will not stand in the way of any severe punishment for this, because a lesson needs to be learned. I mean, the glib thing to say would be something like, have you enjoyed living in this hemisphere? Because you're not going to be here much longer. But that's not.
What does that mean?
Just you're going to be sent away. There, you're basically threatening their life at that point.
So if it was 5 years imprisonment for the sake of argument and a $1 million fine,
yep.
You'd be in full support of that.
100%.
You know what? We agree. Honestly, I would push for the max. I have a.
A lesson needs to be learned.
I have a real problem with two things. Mm-hmm. For those that know me well, lying and stealing. If somebody lies to me, I'm basically done with them. Because at the end of the day, if you lie to me, that means I can't trust you. What kind of relationship can we have if I don't trust you? Mm-hmm. But the stealing, I have worked for something and you wanted to benefit off of me because you did not want to work. So it was easier to have sticky fingers and take something that belonged to me. Now, Wilfork did not pay for those rings. It was given to him. So you can make the case. He worked an entire year those rings.
He earned them.
He earned them. He didn't buy them, but he certainly earned them by sweating on a football field, dealing with injuries. I would literally encourage the prosecutor to go as high as possible. And you know what? But more than just learning a lesson, I'm pissed. Would there be any forgiveness?
Oh, I think maybe
your daughter steals from you.
Forgiveness in the biblical sense, perhaps, but I wouldn't forget, and I would say that any relationship would be non-existent because I couldn't trust my child for doing that. I never would trust them again. I don't think I could look them in the eye.
Well said.
I'd say, hey, right. You know what? Yeah, you're my child, but you forfeited your right to have any kind of functional relationship with your father if you do something like this. I'm sorry, but you and I are on the same page, and yeah. I know that sounds harsh.
It's not harsh.
But look,
You know what?
Do the crime, do the time. Listen, this is a crime.
You know what? It's not harsh. It is a dereliction of a parental duty to let your kid off the hook and to fight any charges.
Yeah.
You are enabling is what you are doing. You are enabling your child to do that again.
You're an accomplice, actually, in some ways.
No, you're not an accomplice. You're not an accomplice. But you are enabling that type of behavior. What would I do if they got married? I'd show up. Would I speak? No.
I'm not sure I'd even show up.
I'd show up. For a moment like that, I would show up. I wouldn't talk. I wouldn't be mean. I'd be cordial.
I you know what? You're more magnanimous than I would be. I don't think I could score up any cordiality in any way, shape, or form here. I think this would be.
It's a betrayal. To me, it's a betrayal of trust.
I'd be like Aaron Rodgers with his parents. I mean, you're my child, and I love you because you're my child, but I don't want you in my life after that.
Right.
Period.
Right. That's how I frame it. I don't want you in my life anymore.
And something like this, I could probably keep that up for many, many years, like Aaron Rodgers has with his parents for whatever was going on there.
Yeah, I don't know the whole story behind his family. Do you?
There are some religious disagreements involved with it. I know, like his parents have referred to the fact that certain aspects of his life were not the way he was raised. I believe they are fundamentalist Christians.
Oh,
and that's not the path he's chosen.
Playing football.
Well, I mean, just
what do they want to be?
Not playing football, but I think I don't think they were necessarily happy with his choice of romantic companion, significant others over the years.
I'll tell you a story during the break when it comes to that. What do we have coming up on Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it?
Well, in the NBA playoffs, we'd have a couple of big-time blown leads over the last few nights. We'll take a look back at those games. Also, we'll talk about an NHLPA poll and how that might affect seasons going forward on the ice. That's all coming up next right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason on Mile High Sports.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive, Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. Don't pay retail, pay wholesale. At Rocky Mountain Forest Products for your next deck, fence, any type of project, go to rmfp.com. And also don't forget, take Mile High Sports on the go. Download our app, crystal clear, Mile High Sports. That is our app. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Denver Distillery. Their sweet potato vodka, bourbon, rum, and gin has a smooth and clean taste. Find Denver Distillery off Broadway in Denver or buy it at your local liquor store. And if they don't have it, demand it. Just in case you missed it,
presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Just in case you missed it, only one NBA playoff game this evening, and it will be the Brooklyn Nets at the Milwaukee Bucks. Nets have a 3-2 lead because on Tuesday night, the Nets, they came back from a 17-point deficit halfway through the third quarter. Kevin Durant absolutely on fire in that game. And then last night, Atlanta down 36-62, a 26-point deficit before halftime. They erased that to beat the Philadelphia 76ers in Philly. Which comeback was more impressive?
The Nets.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have Harden. They didn't have Irving, and it was all Kevin Durant.
Harden did play. He just didn't do much.
No, played like 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's playing hurt now. He's active, but he's going to play hurt tonight. Actually, tonight will be interesting to see because now that they've got the win that ensured their survival to a game seven, I don't think we would see a comeback tonight. I actually think if the Bucks get out in front, the Nets may just kind of pack it in, retrench at home for game seven. Game five was kind of the one that they felt like they had to have. I think tonight, if the Bucks take an early lead, that they're going to coast. And then the Nets will just try to make sure everybody is as ready as possible for game seven.
I am an idiot. I said 5 minutes. I meant to say 46 minutes. I was just a little off on that.
Well, he was...
You know what I...
But he is not 100%.
Can I tell you where I got confused? He scored 5 points. That's where I got confused.
Which is evidence of just how he's struggling right now. And that's why I think...
But he still had 8 assists and 6 rebounds.
Yeah, but that's why I think if the Bucks get in front early, knowing that they've got Game 7 back in Brooklyn in their back pocket, I would expect that if the Bucks get out in front by 10 or 15, they may shut Harden down and maybe even limit Durant a little bit just to make sure they're ready to go for Game 7.
Just in case you missed it, an NHLPA poll reveals that players are opposed to regional divisional alignment, such as they had this year with only playing certain teams, the teams that are in their same region. Mm-hmm. But they do favor the series-style scheduling to cut down on travel. Both of those features of this season that was heavily impacted by COVID. What are some good adjustments in sports, not just hockey, but all of sports that are born of the pandemic seasons?
That's a great question.
Okay, baseball. I like the fact now they went away from it this year, but I like the universal DH, just having DH in both the AL and the NL. Mm-hmm. I'm disappointed the NL went away from it, but there's every indication on the other side of a new CBA that the NL will go back to having the DH.
I'll throw one at you. Yeah.
Okay.
The referee should call holding less. Let him play.
Yeah.
Let him play.
Garrett Bowles would be very happy.
He sure would. Just let these guys play.
Yeah. Holdings were significantly. Yeah. Like usually with holding penalties year to year, there's about a 5 to 10% variance typically. And then last year, holding penalties dropped by more than 30%.
Right.
So clearly, they were giving the benefit of a lot of doubt there. How in baseball, I think there's some modifications. Like, for example, I don't like the runner starting on second for extra innings in the 10th. I believe, though, maybe in the 12th inning, that's something they should do. You play a couple of extra innings. If it still isn't decided, then you start with the extra runner on second. I'm fine with that. Honestly, the one to watch, though, is the 7-inning doubleheaders. To see if that continues, and there are some people in baseball who feel that the game should be shortened even when it's not a doubleheader. Do they go to a set? Do they at some point convert to 7-inning games for baseball? And that would be something clearly born out of the pandemic.
Right.
I don't think baseball should ever go to 7 innings. That would be a little too much, I think.
I've been a proponent of that for years. I wrote a column about that for the Mile High Sports Daily. I think it'd be so much better. Shorten the game. I think people's attention span, as much as I hate to say it, 7 innings in and out and see some good baseball. I would love to see it.
Just in case you missed it, the NCAA is investigating Arizona State for recruiting violations within the football program. They allegedly had been hosting some recruits during a recruiting dead period during the pandemic. if these name, image, and likeness rules going forward are uniform throughout the states and the playoff is expanded, do you think things like that would help cut down on recruiting violations, or is that always going to be a dirty little secret of college sports, or not so secret?
It'll always be a dirty part of it, but that being said, with the likeness rights, with the ability basically to get a local car dealership could say, hey, you come sign here, and you're gonna if you're at Arizona State, you're going to be a spokesman for Camel Chevrolet for $50,000. A lot of these things are going to come out in the open. It's definitely going to favor the more prominent schools, both locally and nationwide. I think it'll put a stop to some of it as a result, but not all.
How good was Arizona State a couple of years ago in football?
In football?
Yeah. How good were they?
Again? Weren't they like a couple of years ago? Were they like a 7-4 or something like that? Mm-hmm. 7-5?
Yeah.
I mean, they've...
So they're cheating and they still can't get to a major bowl game.
It's a weird program right now because, of course, you've got Herm Edwards, longtime NFL coach, who is running who's running the show there right now. His top assistant is Marvin Lewis. Remember him from longtime Cincinnati Bengals coach. Yeah, Arizona State in the 3 years with Herm Edwards at the helm, 7-6, 8-5, 2-2.
Wow.
So basically, yeah.
So even cheating hasn't helped them get to a major bowl game or get to the Rose Bowl, in theory.
17, number 36 13. Ranked recruiting class this year.
I'd hate to see what their football program would be like if they didn't cheat.
Good question.
Yeah. By the way, I'm not going to call this breaking news, but I will call it good news. According to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, the Broncos are well on their way to crossing the 85% threshold for players who have gotten the vaccine, either the full vaccine or at least one shot. More than 80 players have done it, and according to Rappaport, that has ramped up in the last few days.
Yeah, and that's massive news because Vic Fangio was talking about numbers that are in the 60s, but he mentioned like 60 were already there. He was hoping he had verbal commitments for 69 to 70, but he kind of was a little bit skeptical about it, saying it's like a verbal commitment in college recruiting, but 85% means that they're going to be in the mid to upper 70s in terms of number of players vaccinated. And that means they can relax all of their protocols around the building. People can gather. People don't have to wear masks. And you talk about things that matter. Not practicing today, that doesn't matter. Getting to 85%,
that matters.
That matters. That's the kind of thing that could be worth literally a game or two that they would win. That they would win over the course of the year, and that could be the difference between the playoffs and staying home.
Okay, that was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk in any store and try out the appliances before you buy them. When you buy a car, you're going to want to take it for a test drive. When you make that type of investment, wouldn't you want to try the appliances before you buy them? Of course you would. And you know what? You can't do that at the big box stores, not to mention their sales staff, as experienced as it gets. When you make that type of investment, you're going to have a lot of questions. You want to work with people who have the right answers. They can also help you design your entire kitchen or find you something to fit your budget. Mountain High Appliance, nobody does it better. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, next stop, training camp for the Denver Broncos. And for Drew Locke, he's going to have his first full, you can call it, training camp in nearly 3 years. Are the excuses now over for Drew Locke as he goes into his third year? Or are there still more people can make for him? That's next.